Which test for colleges? Level B.
Practical English test for colleges. Level B.
Part 1. Listening comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 4 sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 7 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, Mr. Smith is not in. Would you like to leave him a message? You will read, A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
Number 1. How is everything going, Peter? How is everything going, Peter?
Number 2. May I have your name, please? May I have your name, please?
Number 3. Do you like to chat in English online? Do you like to chat in English online?
Number 4. Would you please sign your name here, sir? Would you please sign your name here, sir?
Number 5. Do you often travel on business? Do you often travel on business?
Number 6. Can you put me through to the manager's office? Can you put me through to the manager's office?
Number 7. Shall we arrange a meeting sometime next week? Shall we arrange a meeting sometime next week?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 7 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now listen to the dialogues. Number 8. Tom, why were you late for the interview?
I missed the bus.
Question. Why was Tom late? Number 8. Tom, why were you late for the interview?
I missed the bus.
Question. Why was Tom late? Number 9. How do you like to pay for the computer?
By credit card, please.
Question. How will the man pay for the computer? Number 9. How do you like to pay for the computer?
By credit card, please.
Question. How will the man pay for the computer? Number 10. We are really impressed by your work experience.
Thank you very much.
Question. What impresses the woman deeply? Number 10. We are really impressed by your work experience.
Thank you very much.
Question. What impresses the woman deeply?
Number 11. Mary, why isn't Linda working here now?
She retired last week.
Question. What can we learn about Linda from the conversation? Number 11. Mary, why isn't Linda working here now?
She retired last week.
Question. What can we learn about Linda from the conversation? Number 12. Excuse me, where can I learn more about your company?
From our website.
Question. Where can the man get more information about the company? Number 12. Excuse me, where can I learn more about your company?
From our website.
Question. Where can the man get more information about the company? Number 13. Good morning. I have an appointment with Dr. Green at 10:30.
Please wait a moment. He is with another patient.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place? Number 13. Good morning. I have an appointment with Dr. Green at 10:30.
Please wait a moment. He is with another patient.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?
Number 14. I'm afraid we can't have the meeting today, as John isn't here.
I see. Let's have it tomorrow.
Question. When will they have the meeting? Number 14. I'm afraid we can't have the meeting today, as John isn't here.
I see. Let's have it tomorrow.
Question. When will they have the meeting? Section C. Directions. In this section, there are two recorded conversations. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now listen to the conversations.
Conversation 1.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, I would like to see a doctor, please.
Are you a new patient here?
Yes, this is my first time here.
I see. What's your trouble?
I've caught a bad cold.
Question 15. What does the man want to do?
Question 16. What's the matter with the man?
Now listen again. Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, I would like to see a doctor, please.
Are you a new patient here?
Yes, this is my first time here.
I see. What's your trouble?
I've caught a bad cold.
Question 15. What does the man want to do?
Question 16. What's the matter with the man? Conversation 2.
Good afternoon. Parker Industries.
Hello. May I speak to Mr. Black, please?
I'm sorry. He's not in. Can I take a message?
Yes, I'm John Brown. Please tell him our meeting will be held on Friday at 3:30.
Friday at 3:30.
And would you ask him to call me this afternoon?
Yes. What's your phone number, please?
It's 358-4058.
Okay, I'll pass the message to Mr. Black.
Question 17. Whom does the man want to speak to?
Question 18. When will they have the meeting?
Question 19. What will the woman do for the man?
Now listen again. Good afternoon, Parker Industries.
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Black, please?
I'm sorry, he's not in. Can I take a message?
Yes, I'm John Brown. Please tell him our meeting will be held on Friday at 3:30.
Friday at 3:30.
And would you ask him to call me this afternoon?
Yes. What's your phone number, please?
It's 358-4058.
Okay. I'll pass the message to Mr. Black.
Question 17. Whom does the man want to speak to?
Question 18. When will they have the meeting?
Question 19. What will the woman do for the man?
Section D. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you hear. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin. The first reading.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming to our conference this afternoon. I'm Henry Johnson, the sales manager of Smart Toys. Now, I'd like to introduce you to a completely new idea of toy manufacture. Firstly, I'll talk about the market research which led to the development of this product. Then I'll explain the production and our sales plan. Finally, I'll make some suggestions so that you can make this product a success. We are confident this new product will sell well in the American market. At the end of my speech, we'll have a question and answer section.
The second reading.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming to our conference this afternoon. I'm Henry Johnson, the sales manager of Smart Toys. Now, I'd like to introduce you to a completely new idea of toy manufacture. Firstly, I'll talk about the market research which led to the development of this product. Then, I'll explain the production and our sales plan. Finally, I'll make some suggestions so that you can make this product a success. We are confident this new product will sell well in the American market. At the end of my speech, we'll have a question and answer section.
The third reading.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming to our conference this afternoon. I'm Henry Johnson, the sales manager of Smart Toys. Now, I'd like to introduce you to a completely new idea of toy manufacture. Firstly, I'll talk about the market research which led to the development of this product. Then I'll explain the production and our sales plan. Finally, I'll make some suggestions so that you can make this product a success. We are confident this new product will sell well in the American market. At the end of my speech, we'll have a question and answer section.
This is the end of listening comprehension.